This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Won't you tell me about the wonders that you saw in the land of Abyssinia? This was the question which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked a group of companions who had just returned to Medina from the land of Abyssinia. One of them responded with a remarkable story and he said, "Yes, indeed, O Messenger of Allah. While we were sitting one day, an old nun belonging to the religious class passed by carrying a vessel of water over her head. A young man crept up from behind and he placed one of his hands between her shoulder blades and he shoved her, causing her to fall to her knees, which also caused the vessel to shatter. So she stood up, she turned towards him and uttered these incredible words. She said to him, "So, فَتَعْلَمُ يَا غُدَرْ إِذَا وَضَعَ اللَّهُ الْكُرْسِي وَجَمَعَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ وَتَكَلَّمَتْ الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَرْجُلُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ" She said, "Oh, treacherous one, you shall come to learn on that day when Allah sets the footstool and He gathers the first and the last of creation, and the hands and the feet speak about what they earned. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُ كَيْفَ أَمْرِي وَأَمْرُكَ عِنْدَهُ غَدًا." On that day, you will know how the matter between you and I will be settled, Ya Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moved when he heard these words and he said, "Sadaqat, sadaqat, kayfa yuqaddisu Allahu ummatan la yu'khadhu li da'ifihim min shadidihim." She spoke the truth. He said, she spoke the truth. How can Allah sanctify a nation that does not take the side of the weak against the strong? He said. Many words are now associated with the Zionist project, due to crimes that were connected to it from its very inception till the most recent atrocities in Palestine and perhaps in the events that I'm sure will follow in the future. Terms such as genocide or ethnic cleansing, discrimination, chemical weapons, depleted uranium, blockade, collective punishment, apartheid, displacement, and so on. So naturally, this leads us to ask the very same question which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked in the story that you just heard. كَيْفَ يُقَدِّسُ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً لَا يُؤْخَذُ لِضَعِيفِهِمْ مِنْ شَدِيدِهِمْ. How can Allah sanctify a nation that does not take the side of the weak against the strong? Now, in terms of the context of Palestine, Muslims don't need to answer that question, that prophetic question, because it seems that Zionists themselves are now realizing a common answer. The Israeli entity suffers from a chronic complex of fear for survival that is reflected in its public discourse of its intellectuals and journalists and academics and thinkers, and in the speeches even of its prime ministers. It's such a rare situation, as you hardly find a country in the world that discusses the idea of its survival or its continuity. A leader or a party may lose power, the state may change from one regime to another, but it does not cross the minds of its elite or the minds of the citizens that the people, the country, the state are subject to extinction. But with the Israeli entity, matters are very different. And allow me to demonstrate this. Consider the perspective of Benny Morris, a professor of history in the Middle East Studies Department of Ben-Gurion University in Israel. He boldly stated in an interview that a situation in which we rule an occupied people that have no rights cannot persist in the 21st century, in the modern world. And as soon as they do have rights, meaning the Arabs, the state will no longer be Jewish. They, the Arabs, have no reason to give in because the Jewish state can't last, he said. They are bound to win. In another 30 to 50 years, they will overcome us, come what may. Now, just like Morris, you've got Avraham Berg, a former speaker of Israel's Knesset from 1999 to 2003, and a former chairman of the Jewish Agency for Israel. And he also deems the current Israeli state to be facing an imminent collapse. Berg had the following to say in a provocative opinion titled The End of Zionism. He said, note this moment very well. Zionism's superstructure is already collapsing like a cheap Jerusalem wedding hall. Only madmen continue dancing on the top floor while the pillars below are collapsing. Moving on to an article in the Israeli newspaper Yedi'ot Ahronot, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak expressed fears that Israel's imminent demise would come before its 80th anniversary. He said, throughout Jewish history, the Jews have not had a state for more than 80 years, except in two periods, the period of King David and the period of Hasmonaim, both of which marked the beginning of its disintegration in the eighth decade. And then he added that the current experience of the Jewish Zionist state was the third and was now in its eighth decade as well. And he feared that the curse of the eighth decade would descend upon it as it had descended on the previous one. Ehud Barak also pointed out that they are not the only ones who are afflicted by the curse of the eighth decade. He said America broke out in civil war in its eighth decade. Italy turned into a fascist state in its eighth decade. Germany turned into a Nazi state in its eighth decade and was the cause of its defeat and division. And in the eighth decade of the communist revolution, the Soviet Union disintegrated and collapsed. So there you have it. And then you have the likes of Ilan Pappe in a recent interview, who is, by the way, an Israeli historian. He said that, I think Israel is not just a state. Israel is a project. It's a settler colonial project, and I think we are witnessing the beginning of the end of this project. He said it's the only state in the world that lobbies for its existence, not for its policies, not for its better economic performance, but for its very moral justification. He said it's losing that battle. And then he said that just as a historian, I can tell you that when projects like settler colonialism are reaching their last phase, unfortunately, they can be quite a long period. And it doesn't happen in just one or two days. And the problem, of course, is that they become more brutal and ruthless. This sentiment and skepticism about the future of the Zionist project amidst Zionists themselves is not at all surprising. I mean, for starters, you've got the Israeli Fenima Research Center publishing its findings in the Hayom newspaper that 33% of Israeli youth are seriously considering immigration from the occupied territories, while 44% of them see no future in Israel. You see, you also have another issue. You have a non-homogeneous group of ethnicities, cultures, loyalties, and ideologies which find themselves unable to unite, even beneath the banner of Judaism. You have public opinion that is rapidly shifting in favor of the Palestinian cause. You have arrogant behavior and an utter disregard for the truth, which is isolating the Zionist project, which in turn will widen the internal conflict as a result of holding each other's party responsible for the chronic failure that Israel is suffering from. You have conflicts that are no longer just between the right and the left. They now include disputes between the right, the extreme right, between the religious and the secular communities, between the Easterners and the Westerners, between the Ashkenazi Jews of Europe, and the Sephardim, the Eastern Jews, and the Falasha, the Jews of Ethiopia, and other sects, and between the Orthodox Jews and Zionism, or the Zionist Jews, as well as between the Arabs and the Israelis, and subhanAllah. So with each war that erupts, the discourse about the future of the state of Israel is renewed. But what we've come to realize is that the main enemy of the Zionist project is not a supernatural event, but the recklessness of itself. And in reality, no one can assert a precise date for the end of the occupying entity. But many seem to believe in the inevitability of this end. We go back to the question of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف يقدس الله أمة لا يؤخذ لضعيفهم من شديدهم. How can Allah sanctify a nation that does not take the side of the weak against the strong? And indeed, oppression in Palestine never lives until old age.